You know, as a kid growing through corporate life, all I ever wanted to do was to get to the top position. And the day I was doomed in corporate life was the day that I actually felt a sense of, I don't want that position. And it hit me one day because there was a vacant spot. And I was actually ducking for cover. And then I went home and I thought, you're crazy? They pay you an extra $100,000, you get the BMW at last, and you get that parking spot, and you get the office, and you get... And I'm thinking, yeah, but I don't want it. And then I thought, oh no, don't tell me I've lost all ambition. What's happened to me? And I just realised that it was actually immaturity. I grew up and I thought, who wants this trash? The only reason I ever lusted to be in the top job was so that I could be creative.
But if nobody's having fun at the top and they're being slaves, surely it's much worse the further you come down the food chain.
Junior staff are actually as clever as anyone else. It's just that they don't have a voice. Now, when you don't have a voice and you see these ranting, raving customers and you don't have an ability to do anything about it, you can either become totally depressed or you leave. But when you have a mortgage, you can't leave. So you think, oh, well, it's not my company, I'll just hover. We have a lot of people hovering in corporate life at the moment. So the trick to being able to develop your career is not to just jump jobs, change jobs, but to stop that dependence on your job. Stop the dependence on your boss and your company. Learn for you and look inside you to develop your career, your seeds, your skills, your attributes, your attitudes, and look at yourself and say, what can I do to make myself stronger, better, smarter, more skilled in some ways, so that I can go and sell myself more expensively every time? A clever person studies and learns not so that they can get a bigger and better job, so that they can be more expressive, more creative when they want to be, and work less in toil terms, in labour terms.